The open border continues to be one of the top issues, if not the number one concern of Americans in 2024 as we have this pivotal election year. Catherine Engelbrecht is the founder of True the Vote, is based in Houston, Texas, a nonprofit organization devoted to preventing voter fraud. Catherine, good to have you here again.
Thanks so much for having me, Steve.
You know, we sit here and we say, well, Joe Biden's opened the borders to flood our voter rolls with illegals, but really, I don't know if Joe Biden does much of anything. The people around him have allowed him to sit there as a figurehead, a puppet, if you will. But the border's open. Alejandro Mayorkas will sit there and lie to Congress time and again. He gets impeached, but he's never held accountable because Chuck Schumer has done nothing with that. And I assume when it comes over from Mike Johnson, nothing will happen with that impeachment. They'll just get rid of it, first time in 200 years of American history. But the borders are open. And we're seeing the impact in lots of places. I was writing about this years ago, about how California had so many illegals, they probably had 5 to 7 members of Congress they weren't entitled to, basically defrauding the rest of the country. I get shorted in Michigan because we don't have the number of illegals they have in California or Texas or Florida. I mean, it changes the balance of power, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yes. And we're watching it deconstruct right before our eyes.
So how do we stop it? You've got a Congress that says we want it stopped. You've got a number of senators, including Democrats like John Fetterman, says we want it stopped, and yet nothing happens. They claim it's stopped. It's not. And then they cry about this bipartisan bill that would have allowed 5,000 illegals a day, normalizing the flood, right? So there's no win here, Catherine.
Well, you know, there's no win for the moment. However, I think kind of like the aftermath of the 2020 election, we're all getting an eyeful about what is really happening and how much we are really willing to take. And we are all having to come to grip with those answers. And I hope that those answers lead us to the polls in November and the election of a pro-liberty representation that will get busy with closing the border and restoring some level of sanity to our immigration process. But between here and November, we've got a lot of work to do because those non-citizens are being registered to vote, are being told to vote for Biden. And just
where
like
is that
we've
happening?
Watched it,
where are you finding that to be happening most often?
Well, what I'm most familiar with is what's happening right here in my home state of Texas along the border, where NGOs are grooming this new voting bloc to come across and vote for Biden. And you know, my perspective on it is this, that these migrants, I mean, they're trusting the people who are helping them. They're trusting the people who are giving them all manner of support, social services. And those social services come with, as far as the application process, come with baked in voter registration applications. And what
well,
we know.
Well, they do. That part I know, because if they get a driver's license, you know, your motor voter laws, not just in Texas but elsewhere, automatically registers people to vote. The problem is they're not legal to vote. And so my question to you is what safeguards does Texas have in place?
Well, Texas has no different safeguards in place than any other state. The fact of the matter is that no state in the country has access to what they need to verify citizenship status when it comes to voter registration applications. There's just, you know, they may get a small trickle through the DMV or Department of Public Service to try to identify people who have been registered for driver's licenses that may not have the right citizenship status, but in any other direction, they're not able to make that verification. Therefore, you see all the other social service programs flooding in with applications, and there's no way to discern who is or is not a citizen. And what I think we're setting up, I mean, I'm not sure if you saw the letter that Dick Durbin and company wrote from the Senate 2 weeks ago now to President Biden, imploring him to please make a bold move towards the legalization of all of these immigrants to, in their words, to stabilize American families and businesses. So they're setting it up. They're teeing it up. And what I believe...
How would that stabilize anything, by the way? And the answer is it wouldn't. I mean, I've been in Chicago. I've seen the homeless. I've seen the pictures. I've seen the camps in New York and Chicago and San Francisco and Los Angeles and, of course, all across Texas, right?
Oh, yes. I think we have to do two things. The first thing is, I think that states must demand access to the federal databases that are very definitely tracking these migrants. The data exists, and if given to the states, they could make better decisions about who is or is not a citizen. It's a maddening piece of our election process. You know, the private industry can resolve identity, residency, and citizenship all day, every day. It's not a heavy lift, but our states can't. That needs to be changed, and it can be changed. That's something that can be done before the November election. The second piece, and look, I hope I'm wrong about this, but I believe what we're teeing up for is an executive order from Biden. And I believe, just like we watched the board and wrung our hands and said, what can we do about it? I believe that if that happens, even though we may try to put up a fight, it could well be too late. There's sufficient confusion that's being caused by the NGOs as they're grooming people across the border to believe that they can vote. So,
which, of course, they cannot. It's illegal on every level. Catherine, how do people get a hold of you to support your organization? We're just about out of time here. I want to make sure they can connect with you at True the Vote. How do they do that?
They can find us at truethevote.org or on any of the social network channels. We're at True the Vote everywhere. Please do join us and be a part of what we're working towards, which are the things I just laid out, making sure states have access to the correct data and pushing back against a coming executive order, which I hope doesn't come, but we need to be eyes open about the possibility.
Catherine Engelbrecht, founder, True the Vote. Thank you for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's a very critical election, as you know, everybody, and only American citizens should be allowed to vote. I mean, that's pretty simple stuff. By law, that's true, but others would, oh, yeah, you're here, you live here, you're our neighbor, you can vote. It doesn't work that way. There's a reason we're a nation of laws, not of men. That's the way it's supposed to be. Foundational principles, laws, and rules that we follow. That's why it is America and not some third world hellhole. At least not yet. It's the Steve Rivers Show.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. And it sounds like peace of mind, knowing our lakes will be better protected by placing Line 5 in the Great Lakes Tunnel. And that we've added extra safety measures while we work to build it. Because we're committed to keeping the Great Lakes safe for generations to come. Tomorrow is on. Visit Enbridge.com/Line 5 for more information. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Today, one in five working age Americans has a mental health condition.